Secrets can lead to misunderstanding. Misunderstanding can cause fear. Everyone knows what fear can do. We are here to learn and shine the bright light of truth on these stories. You will know why Show Me Scares.
Hey, Boos.
Oh, you did it.
I did it. We're
back.
We're back, finally. Finally.
A whole week off.
Yeah, but it feels like a month.
Yeah, it does, actually.
So, sorry, guys, but holy crap.
Holidays caught up to us.
Not even holidays. I feel like it just life kicked my ass for a couple weeks.
You was.
No. It was really hard. So, just schedules and work and just crap that I just couldn't seem to get my stuff together. I don't know. So I'm sorry that we missed a week.
We felt horrible for sure.
Yeah, definitely. But it was unavoidable. We couldn't do it. Could not get the schedules to work. So here we are.
It's all right. People understand life gets crazy, I'm sure.
Well, I would hope so. Anyway, so tonight we have a killing.
What? Well, there's a difference?
Yeah, believe it or not. I'm just interested to see what you think about this one. It's not a crazy story. It's just kind of weird.
Oh?
Yeah. So we're going to talk about Jefferson Brock.
Okay.
And this story is taking place in Ash Grove.
Oh, nice. It's pretty close to here.
Yeah. So let's just take off with it and see where this goes.
All right. I'm in for the ride. Let's go.
Okay. In the spring of 1890, a man by the name of Jefferson Brock moved to Ash Grove, Missouri. Not many knew of him or his shady past, just that he was a newly licensed lawyer that had came to practice law in their small town.
Oh, a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Fancy.
Jefferson was born in Illinois around 1851, but the exact date's kind of unknown. Around 1870, he moved to Linn County, Kansas with his family. The newspapers described him as 5 feet 11 inches, very light complexion, with light hair, a sharp nose, and striking blue eyes.
Ooh, those blue eyes.
Yeah. So, not really sure if it's the same Jefferson Brock, but in October of 1874, a man with the same name stole a wagon and a team of horses from a farmer in Scott County, Iowa.
Okay.
Did I say Iowa?
I don't know.
Iowa. I felt like I said Iowa.
I mean, you could have.
I could have.
It's a struggle, huh?
Oh, God. So this man, Jefferson Brock, whether it's the same one or not, I don't feel like that's a very common name.
I don't think it is.
I don't know.
The same time frame.
Yeah. This man then drove the horse and wagon into Illinois to a place close to where this Jefferson Brock grew up. So,
probably same guy.
Seems to be. He would know the area, right? Mm-hmm. Regardless of not knowing if it's the same man, Jefferson was soon apprehended in Illinois just a few months later. He was taken back to Iowa to face charges for stealing the wagon and horses, only for the case to be dismissed due to lack of evidence.
Hey, fair enough.
Whatever.
Did nobody see him with the horse and wagon?
I don't know. I don't even know why they would be chasing him. Like, I don't know. It was real sparse, the information. Okay. So, it wasn't long before Jefferson found himself having to deal with the law yet again.
This is the lawyer?
Yes. This is his past.
Wow.
He had gotten into a fight while attending a dance in Linn County, Kansas, resulting in the other man being arrested and charged with assault.
Wow.
However, he wasn't the victim a few years later. Early 1878 in Linn County, he was charged with highway robbery after robbing a man at gunpoint.
What a rap sheet for being a lawyer.
I know, right? He was sent to jail in Mound City, where he escaped.
Oh my God.
From jail. He escaped March 23rd, 1878.
Wow.
From Mound City Jail. He didn't enjoy his freedom too long. He was captured and taken right back to jail. Good deal, right?
Fair enough.
Though he did marry his girlfriend just the next month inside the jailhouse.
Goals, babe.
Yeah. What?
Let's get married while we're in jail.
I mean, that's a winner, right?
Gosh. Okay.
He's not an attorney yet either. He was found guilty and sentenced to 15 years, being admitted May 1st, 1878 to the state prison in Lansing. While he was incarcerated, he decided he was going to study law.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, his friends, they get this petition going to get him out of prison. This was sometime in the mid-1880s. They finally got it through to the governor, who granted the pardon in August of 1889.
What the heck?
Yeah.
He had friends in high spots.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. What kind of friends does this dude have? Hi.
Hi. God.
Jefferson went back to Mound City area and took the bar exam and passed it. Since he was now a licensed attorney, one of his first acts was to sue the estate of his late father, trying to get more inheritance than he was originally given.
Wow.
So I couldn't find anything saying if he won or not. So I don't know the outcome of that, but
they must have done, like, they didn't check your background. Do background checks or something. Like, how did he become a lawyer?
I know.
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe you can. I don't know. I don't know anything about lawyers.
Oh, gosh.
So that's, I don't know. That's interesting. In the spring of 1890, Jefferson moved to Forsyth in Taney County, Missouri. So we don't know how long that he lived there. Only that it wasn't very long because he relocated to Ash Grove.
Here we are.
We've made it to Ash Grove. He wasn't there more than a year when he was accused of slander.
No way.
By William McCall. McCall claimed that Jefferson had been, like, spreading around this rumor, maybe. Not so much rumor, more like, I don't even know how to say it. More than a rumor. That he had burned the Flat Rock schoolhouse.
Oh.
Yeah. Though nothing ever came of it. Nothing. Even for the slander case. Nothing. It's assumed that his first wife, who he married, you remember?
In prison?
In jail, yeah. Had divorced him when he went to prison because he ended up marrying Allie Swinney.
While he was in prison?
In January of 1892. So, no, I don't think so.
Oh. Good grief, yeah. This guy.
So, about 2 years later, they were only married about 2 years before he faced perjury charges in March of 1894.
What a rap sheet.
Yeah. Another case that he's working on, he has perjury charges brought against him. He is acquitted because that's what happens to this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing ever sticks, apparently. Gosh.
He must be good at his job.
Yeah. Late in 1895, he was working not only as a lawyer, but somewhat of a loan shark. So I've seen him called a financier, but he was a loan shark.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of screwing people.
Of course.
Yeah.
He knew what he was doing when he got into law.
He did. James Gilmore, he was a man who borrowed money from him. And he used his farm animals as collateral. And so apparently, not only did he say, hey, if I don't pay you this, you can take my animals. No, this guy takes his farm animals until he pays it off.
Oh.
Yeah. So Jefferson Brock takes his animals and keeps them until the money's paid back. Well, once Gilmore has paid Jefferson Brock the money, Jefferson claims that he's not giving them back because Gilmore still owes him lawyer fees.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm not sure. I didn't understand anywhere that he had acted as his attorney in any capacity whatsoever.
Huh.
Yeah. So, but he's still saying he owes him lawyer fees, so he's going to continue to keep his farm animals.
God.
Yeah. That he's put up for collateral for a loan. So, definitely crooked. Probably, I mean, I don't know. Does it seem like it to you?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't know. That's just very weird to me. I mean, I don't understand why he owes him lawyer fees in the first place.
Hmm. Nobody talked about it or anything?
No. I didn't see anywhere where he had been a lawyer for him or acted as counsel in any way.
Right.
It was always like a finance situation. Right. Like he had given him money and he paid it back. It was never, he was acting as his counsel in any way. So doesn't make any sense. So, he, of course, James Gilmore didn't agree with it at all.
Oh, I'm sure he didn't.
And he decided he was going to hire a man to go to Jefferson's house and take the animals back.
I mean, why not? That's his animals.
He wants his cows back, man. So,
how do you sneak and do that?
I know, right? Like, well, yeah. And unfortunately, this only caused the dispute to escalate even more, with both of the men accusing the other of making threats.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, it all came to a head on February 22nd, 1896. James Gilmore comes to Ash Grove and confronts Jefferson Brock in the streets. In the street. Okay.
Wah, wah, wah.
They obviously can't be civil because we're here. The confrontation becomes heated and Gilmore pulls out a gun and shoots and kills Jefferson Brock.
Holy crap.
Mm-hmm. Now,
here's, he wasn't messing around.
No. And here's the kind of funny thing about this whole thing is this shooting took place on a busy street in the middle of the day with more than 100 witnesses.
But?
That's it.
Shooting done, nobody charged?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, there's more.
I was like, that can't be it.
No, we're still going. It's fine. In July of 1896, Gilmore was tried for murder in the first degree, but the trial ended in a hung jury.
What? Yeah. How does that happen?
Well, here's the deal. They had a retrial in December, and both sides were arguing why he's guilty, why he's innocent. Here's what happened. The defense argued that Jefferson Brock was the aggressor of the situation and that Gilmore was acting in self-defense. They said he only pulled out his gun and shot once he saw Jefferson reaching for his gun. The prosecution pretty much said the exact opposite and said Gilmore was not acting in self-defense. They said he pulled his gun first and shot Jefferson in cold blood. Wow. So here's the deal. Both men fired shots. This was like a shootout.
Like you see in Westerns.
Kind of. So I actually found this article in the paper where somebody had went to visit back home. And I don't remember if this was St. Louis or Kansas City where they went back home to visit. And they had written in the paper that this guy had come back home to visit his family, and he worked in a grocery store, I want to say, something like that, some kind of little marketplace, mm-hmm. and it was right where all this happened, and that his jacket was hanging underneath the stairs, and that it was full of bullet holes. Like,
wow.
So there were, like, there were several shots fired, and bullets were just flying all over the place.
I'm so surprised nobody else got shot.
That's what I was gonna say. The real, like, miracle in all this is that only one person got shot, and some innocent bystander of the 100 witnesses didn't get shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. But I, and I don't know. I feel like they were both shooting. I think either one of them could get off on self-defense.
For real.
Because regardless of who the aggressor is, somebody is shooting at you.
You're going to shoot back if you can.
Apparently. So.
All this over animals.
Okay, now here's the real kicker for you. The money that he borrowed from Jefferson Brock, $45. That's the amount of money.
Whopping $45.
Yes. Now, this was 1896, so it was probably a little more now, but the equivalent, you know. But still, come on, guys. Anyway, the jury apparently agreed with the defense because Gilmore was acquitted in all charges. Acquitted of all charges, sorry, and set free.
Don't get an argument with him.
Right? But, like, this guy was just kind of a dick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his whole life, right? And then he became, yeah, and then he became an attorney, and he was better at being a dick then. Like, he was smarter. He knew how to
play the system then.
Yeah. So.
He was a smart guy.
It didn't work out for him.
Somebody had to stop him.
Apparently.
He came across the wrong person to try to.
I think so. I think he just screwed with the wrong guy. I don't know, man.
Me either, man.
$45.
Remember that when you owe somebody money.
Oh, Lord. I just think, you know, that
money, like, causes so much problems.
So many problems. It's dumb. I don't know. I just, like I said, I just feel like he was always kind of an ass. He got educated, and then he was smarter and better at being an ass. And more powerful, probably, because he had more money. And so, I don't think he deserved to die for that. But I think he
crossed the wrong person, like we said, or like I said earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he victimized enough people that eventually it was going to
come back. His luck ran out.
Yeah. So, whoopsies.
Oh, well. You can't. It's hard to feel sorry for someone. Like you said, he probably didn't deserve to get shot and killed.
No.
But he deserves some kind of punishment for all the shit that he's been doing.
Agreed. Boo on you.
Why me?
Not you. Him.
Oh. Sorry to say, what did I do?
That was an interesting story, right?
I liked it, yeah.
Don't be a dick.
Okay.
That is the moral of the story. Even if you are a rich and powerful dick, somebody can shoot you in the middle of the street.
It could be the low life if somebody can shoot you. And it's usually the people who just don't give a crap.
Yeah, and don't keep people's cows, man.
Wow. How do you know it was cows?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Farm animals could be anything. It could be pigs, chickens.
That's true. They can keep the chickens.
Why are you so scared of chickens?
I hate chickens. Okay.
Tell me why.
So, because.
What happened?
Mean roosters when I was a kid.
Childhood trauma?
Yes. Ugh.
You poor thing.
That's why it's my favorite thing to eat.
Oh my gosh.
Payback. Revenge my whole life.
You're horrible.
I know. So.
So.
That was a fun story.
It was.
I like these that are not so long and convoluted and twists and turns. Sometimes it's just a nice, simple, some guy gets shot in the street.
Nice and simple.
Nice and simple. Some dickhead gets shot in the middle of the street. That's it.
The end.
That's not fair to him. Anyway, so I'm sorry that this is a week and a half late, but life.
You keep saying that.
I know. Well, that's what it is. So let's just, I'm going to put out an extra episode this week.
We are?
Yeah, because
you didn't tell me this.
I know. Surprise.
Oh my gosh.
So it's been on the back burner for a while. I've been working on it. I love it, but I wasn't sure how it would go over. It's not like controversial by any means, but we talked about The Witch of Tasky.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Refresh my mind.
Oh, man. It was...
What story was it then?
Crawford Hibbard.
Oh, yeah.
And his wife, Anna. Or Anna. She was charged with his murder.
And the sheriff went and talked to the witch lady. Yeah,
and I remember now. We're gonna do an episode on her. On the Witch of Tasky.
You because mean there's more behind her?
Yeah. Because she was like a big deal in Missouri in the early 1900s. Like a big deal.
I'm excited.
So, yeah. That's coming later on in the week. So, just look for that extra episode to drop sometime this week.
We promise.
We promise.
We got to make it up for Miss Next last week.
Yeah. Yes. And then I think we'll probably do Show Me Your Boots next week.
Is it that time again?
Yeah, it's that time again.
Man, I know. Flies by.
I know.
Hey, I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving.
Though. Yeah. We had a great Thanksgiving.
We did. I'm so stuffed still.
Yeah, we're recording this right after. We've just had Thanksgiving dinner. So I've cooked all day long. And it was technically, I've been cooking since yesterday at, what was it, 4:30, 5 o'clock? Something like that.
Oh, you poor thing. You did a good job. Does that matter?
Yeah, it does.
You do an awesome turkey, babe.
Thank you. I learned it from Martha Stewart.
Oh, Martha Stewart. Hey, we can do an episode on her.
Oh, God.
And her craziness.
She didn't kill anybody.
Oh, no.
I mean, that we
How
know
do you
of.
Know? Yeah, for real.
She could have cooked
scared
them.
Of that woman, by the way. She looks like she could.
I know.
Anyway, sorry, Martha. Like, if you ever listen to Little Us.
Oh, yeah. She texted me last week. She loves the show.
I love you, asshole. You snorted.
It happens. All right, guys. Thank you for sticking around. We have some reviews. Holy baloney.
Girl, let me tell you something. Okay. We got three.
That's crazy. That's great.
It's crazy because we missed a week and then we get three reviews. I'm like, are they trying to tell us something?
I feel so bad. It's like we neglect them and they still keep helping and being so great.
It's so awesome.
Yeah.
We have Il Manis.
Uh-huh. And that is not spelled the same as mine.
I was going to say, it's spelled way different. That's pretty cool, though. Mm-hmm.
I know who that is, and she's fantastic.
Yeah, you better suck up.
We have a story from her, so.
Do we? Uh-huh. Oh, I'm excited to hear. Is that the one that you said, oh my God, I have a crazy story to read you?
Yeah, I can't wait to you. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, and I have not heard it yet, so. And then we have Diva Diana.
Ooh, Diana, you a diva.
Oh, we went too far.
I did it. Mm.
And then we have, oh gosh, user 2222 ZXER Pop.
Well, that's a good name. That's hard.
Yeah, you didn't read it. But anyway,
thank you, user 222.
Quad
yeah,
two.
they were really good reviews, and we thank you very much for doing that. That helps tremendously. And keep doing that. Keep on doing it. Tell
Love
us
it.
What sticker you want. We'll send you a sticker if you feel like you
we're
want a sticker.
Stock up some more. We still owe a couple people.
I know. So real quick, I mean, we have a few minutes. We haven't. Have we talked about Pythian?
No, we missed the week after that.
I thought so. So we went to Pythian. We went back to Pythian Castle. We met some listeners there.
And how great is that?
That was amazing. It's so
I hope
much
they
fun.
Have fun.
I mean, I had a blast. I had a blast. Everybody said that they had a blast, and so we're planning some more. If you want to go to Pythian Castle, let us know, because it doesn't take much for us to plan that. So it went really smooth. So I had a whole plan in place. And whenever you do the ghost or the paranormal investigation, it's after the tour. And so we get there and the tour is upstairs, which is where I wanted to start.
Mm-hmm.
So we couldn't. We had to start in the basement instead.
It threw me off the game.
I was like, I couldn't even function at first. I was like, okay, let's just walk around and look at shit, I guess. I don't know. It was so dumb. I felt like an idiot. But everybody had fun. Everything turned out great.
We rebounded good.
Yeah. We had a lot of, I think everybody had some pretty cool experiences.
I hope so.
We had some cool stuff happen. So mm-hmm. Hopefully we can get some videos together.
Yeah, we'll get edited. And
yeah. I think a lot of the stuff that happened that was like mind-blowing, amazing, great, wasn't on video. I think that was more personal experiences, but that's my favorite.
Maybe they'll talk about it on here sometime.
Yeah. So I'm glad everybody got to, or some of us got to experience some of that. I say us, I wasn't even in there when all of that stuff was happening, but still. Yeah, I'm glad. And we'll do it again. We're going to do Missouri State Penitentiary. It's going to be fun.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
So, yeah, let us know if you want to do any of those, because seriously, it's great. It's fun.
It's a blast. And we're getting better as we go.
Yeah.
Like, we're learning.
Mm-hmm.
So. And Terry will have more equipment before then.
All right, guys. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving and back to work. Bleh. I know.
Bleh. But we will get
back to reality after that holiday weekend. Ugh.
Well, we will get that bonus out for sure. Yep.
We'll get it out this week, and we'll see you soon. We love you so much. Stay healthy, stay safe, all that stuff. Be nice to each other. That's an important one. Nobody's nice to each other, so please be nice to each other. Yeah.
I think that's it.
Have a good one, guys. We love you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.